This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, and you can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight as we kick off the second hour of the Live Saturday edition. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then, coming up, the latest from the TSA, yes, once again, the red team, their testing team is at it and failing.
So, I mean, you know, every organization is going to have some organization to sort of check them, and the red team is the organization that checks the TSA to see how it is that they do.
And they do terribly over and over again every time we hear about these numbers. We can get into it coming up here in moments, but first let's talk to Brian. He's been waiting patiently, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Brian. Brian in Indianapolis, going once. Brian in Indianapolis going twice. Maybe there's some technical difficulties behind the scenes. We're going to put Brian back on hold, and then you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. So you were explaining the red team.
Yeah, every time, and we've been covering these stories for more than 10 years now.
They don't come very often. Usually it's leaked information that comes out.
They're leaked information.
Probably because they're embarrassed.
What we've seen up to this point. Now, maybe the TSA is passing with flying colors every single time. Maybe the redheaded stepchild of federal government employees is, doing a bang-up job or whatever. But whenever we get a story, whenever we see a story, and we have reported every single red team story.
I don't know if that's true, but.
That we have seen.
That we've seen, okay.
On Free Talk Live.
Gotcha.
And at this point, the best score that the TSA has gotten was 25%.
That meaning that they caught 25% of the
guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
Yeah.
So, you know, this organization, now, we've seen numbers as bad as 100%. And that means this organization has failed every time we've been able to check on them. So the press's job is the fourth column, is to check and, balance the government against, to the people. We are to report your government's failures to you. This organization appears to be a water redistribution organization and nothing else.
Meaning they confiscate your
bottle
of water.
They take the water, so you have to go buy the $5 one at the newsstand down the way. The best I can tell, a federal government employee make work program. But they do nothing but slow down the whole process. They don't find much of anything.
5% this time.
5% this time.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. God, they suck so bad. If you work for the TSA, could you please call in and explain to me what is going on there? Why is it that every time we see a red team report that it's always some failing grade? I mean, are these people just super sleuths that are able to hide a Glock 40 off in, a lipstick case or something? I mean, exactly what are they doing? How are you missing this stuff?
So once again, this is information from sources. So this isn't a official press release from the TSA, but KMSP Fox 9 is reporting.
You would never want to, the people of the United States are the bosses of the TSA, as per the governing documents.
Yes, you try going and bossing them around down
we've
there.
We've read, that I don't believe it for a second. But
sir, get your hands off me.
And you would never want to reveal to your boss that you fail so miserably.
Sure.
So, of course, they don't give us this information.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why we don't get this information. I don't know why the TSA doesn't release this, other than they're miserable at what they do, that they fail over and over again.
It's true. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. I can tell you more about their failures, the most recent 95% fail rate in the Minneapolis airport. First up, though, Dave is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last hour with the guy on there goes around, or I guess he does his seminars now there where you guys are, but dealing with the IRS and income taxes, and you guys pointed it out to me. You know, and it just clicked in my head, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery, and at what point can you use that as a defense where they actually confiscate your wages from you just due to the fact that you get up in the morning and go to work?
Yeah, so what you say is that the 13th Amendment says that no one can conscribe you to involuntary servitude.
It's the anti-slavery amendment.
Yeah, it's the anti-slavery amendment. And you're saying that income tax basically, you know, fits under this category. I'd say that you have an iffy claim that you voluntarily get up and go to work and that they let you get up and go to work. So therefore, they claim, hey, you know, we're providing services, so you give us some of the work. So you're not in involuntary servitude. You just involuntarily have to give some of the money that you work for. So I don't think it's a 13th Amendment violation, but I got one for you. The United States federal government will give you 1 year in prison if you do not fill out a tax return. Now, millions of people, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people, can't, you know, over 100 million people may not fill out federal income tax reports. But
those people are heroes. Thank you, folks.
That is still a crime as per their documents. So having to fill out the form or go to jail may very well, in my opinion, be involuntary servitude.
When you say they provide for me to get up in the morning and go to work, how do they?
Well, they don't provide. They allow you. I mean, if you chose not to go to work on Monday morning, they wouldn't do anything about it.
They'll mail me a check if I don't go to work.
You're right. Absolutely. Like, this is the mixed up, crazy world we live in. As soon as you stop working, they're immediately going to begin trying to subsidize you.
Exactly. So I still don't see how they can require you to turn over your wages. Like I said, I believe it.
I agree with you. I don't think that they should, but we know all kinds of people, you know, who they've come after for that. I think that the people who don't pay income taxes are heroes. I think that, you know, more people should join their ranks and disobey. But the problem is they put the pressure on the business. They put the pressure on, you know, the accounting departments and the managements of these companies, especially the corporations, and they say, hey, look, you're going to do our dirty work for us. You're going to take the money out of this person's paycheck. You as the individual, as the employee, may not wish them to, but they're almost always going to do what the federal government says to do because they're scared to death.
Well, the crazy thing is, there shouldn't be any dirty work. It should all be based on a sales tax, and because not everybody claims income, but everybody goes and spends their money, and people who make more money, I would imagine, spend more money. So, if you want to, you know, level the playing field across the board, and you do pay taxes on fuels and state sales taxes.
I get the argument.
Everything else.
Yeah. I certainly don't disagree with you that the sales tax has some the fair tax.
It's more simple,
that,
sure.
You know, that has some attractive aspects to it. What I would consider
they put billions of people out of work because of the industry that's built around the income tax system. And
I'm sure they
find new work.
The accountants can find new jobs, and the IRS agents can pound salt, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Dave, for the call.
The problem I have with the fair taxes is that, first, I want to see a new amendment that does away with the income tax. Before we
completely
even talk, right, like the income tax needs...
Not just ratchets it back only for the top 1%, but
it
do away completely.
Destroyed, because what they're going to do, if you ratchet it back a little bit, they're just going to ratchet it back forward
as
time goes by. Then
that's what
they
did
tax.
When they first
they'll have
in.
An income tax, and you know, pretty soon they'll be in it on your property tax. The federal government hasn't found a tax they don't like.
Yeah.
So you know, I find that part you know, disturbing about the fair tax. And secondly, please call me and tell me. The number is 855-450-3733. Call me and tell me the program that the federal government does well. I want to know. I mean, what do they do well?
The old Harry Brown question.
Because that's where we want to give them the money. And the best answer I've got is that the federal government, and frankly any government, can't do well as the free market.
Of course
anything.
Not. Of course not. I mean, look at these TSA results. It's embarrassing. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You could give a monkey a magnetometer and they'd do a better job than 95% failure rate. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight, and we do want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, J-A-X-X dot I-O. It's where you can go and download it for cross-platform. It's whatever you got, pretty much your Android or iOS device. They got a Jax version for those. They've got Jax for Windows, Linux, Macintosh. You can go to jaxx.io. There's also browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. And Jax allows you to store multiple cryptocurrencies, or your access to multiple cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether and Dash and even more. You can go to learn more about it at jax.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit. And Anthony made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. And they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. To the phones, to the fun with your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. More on the way about the TSA's recent and most latest failure. This one in Minneapolis at the airport there with a 95% failure rate on their red team tests. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But to the phones with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Dave.
Happy Saturday night.
What's on your mind?
You know, you guys, you stir me up so much every time I listen. It's another story. Well, it's another story. This TSA thing, and it was a terrible idea. It's another story about half the country getting some kind of check from the government, whether they work or whether they sit at home and make children they can't feed, and coercing the other half of the country to pay for it. I think it's like hiding an elephant under a Kleenex. It's a not so well hidden conspiracy. But as far as this TSA thing, I would love to leave up the security for each individual flight to the airlines.
Yeah.
And what do you guys? What do you guys think would happen if an airline came out and said, very much in the style of people getting on the plane, or as soon as they're put on the plane, they are kind of induced into sleep. And instead of sitting down, now this sounds nuts, but hear me out. Instead of sitting down, they're loaded in these very comfortable crates onto the plane. We're talking, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours.
The word crate, I don't think about the word comfort.
I can tell you the ladies that go to the store and buy the organic food, they're going to say, you're going to gas my children? Right?
No. Pod, if you will. Well, here's what I'm saying, though.
Right.
Say the airline set this flight up. I just bet you there would be any number of people that would fill up that flight if they were shown by the airline that thing would be completely secure and safe when they get them to their, destination on time. I am wholly in favor of airlines telling people that are dressed funny or are abusive or drunk or overweight, no, for whatever reason, you're not getting on this flight.
Yeah, and if they're passed out, and yeah, look, what you're talking about reminds me of the movie The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis.
That's what I was trying to think of that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So in that movie, which is a great film, by the way, and did you know that they actually re-released it 20 years later this year?
They already?
Yeah, they re-released it to theaters in a limited run in theaters back in May.
Oh, you mean the same old movie?
Yeah, that's what a re-release is.
Okay.
So a great movie, sci-fi action with Bruce Willis and Mila Jovovich, where essentially they're getting on an airplane at one point. I won't recap the whole plot. It's great. You should see it if you haven't seen it. But they're getting on an airplane, and it's exactly what you describe. You get into these sort of they're kind of parallel to the floor. I guess pod's a decent word. So you're sort of laying down in it, and then as soon as they get ready for takeoff, everybody gets somehow they pass them out, and they sleep through the whole thing. It's a multi-class suite.
Want a flying cab. That was the coolest thing ever.
It was such a cool movie. Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your
time tonight.
Yeah, it's a great movie. You got that one?
Yes, I have it on Amazon.
Yeah, that's a classic. And did you know that Luc Besson, who's the director of that film, there's another one that he's making, and it's supposed to come out. I think it's supposed to come out sometime this summer. I don't know.
I heard they were making another Fifth Element, redoing it.
No. It looks a lot like it, though. It is a movie called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. According to this, its release date is going to be in about 2 weeks from now. And when you look at the trailer for this movie, it seems like it could be related to The Fifth Element.
Like it's in the same universe or something?
I don't think it has anything to do with it, actually. It's just Luc Besson, same director, and maybe the same art designer. I don't know. But it's got that same kind of feel to it.
So regarding airplanes,
it's a comic book movie.
Airlines choosing to do their own security. Wouldn't it be interesting to see what the marketplace would come up with as airlines decided how they would do their own security? Like, there might be an airline that says, yeah, you can bring your weapon, but you have to load rubber rounds. You know, who knows what they would do? It's hard to say. And I can tell you that a plane
Everyone gets issued a knife.
Planes will not depressurize the way you see in
movies. In the movies. Yeah, just doesn't happen. Everybody gets sucked out in like an instant.
Right, like an octopus through a pinhole.
They put a little they put a little hole in the hull, and then that explodes open into like a full-on gaping gash. And
that's just something to make airplane movies more interesting.
Yeah, and it is exciting with that.
But depressurization of the cabin doesn't look like that. And, you know, I mean, the attackers on 9/11... they were able to take airplanes with box cutters. The reason they were able to take airplanes with box cutters is not because Americans are scared of box cutters, but because Americans thought, you know, up to this point, you know, hijacking, it just means we're going to sit on the tarmac in, like, you know, Havana or something for 12 hours, and then everybody's going to go home. Because that's generally what had happened up to that point. Then tragedy occurred, and since then, if you've watched the news, some horrifying things have happened to people who were weird or terroristic or all kinds of things on airplanes. I mean,
they've been taken down.
They killed a man in one case. You know, just kind of smothered him to death because he was probably a little psychotic or something. But, I mean, he didn't have a weapon or anything. He was just
crazy.
Crazy. And they killed him. Now, hard for me to feel bad. There's time and a place to act weird, and that wasn't it. But, you know, I mean, you're not going to see some kind of hijacking. The TSA is not protecting you from hijackers.
Clearly.
I mean, the hijackers on 9/11 didn't get Glocks on board. The people that were doing, you know, whether it was Wacken Hut or, you know, whatever security company was doing security at those airlines, they didn't fail you. The rule said that they could have things like box cutters.
Sure.
And, I mean, it wouldn't have taken too much to wrap magazines around your arms, you know, strip off some shirt and wrap a magazine around your arm and then go after the guy who had a box cutter. You know, once you can take a...
what does the magazine do?
The magazine will
prevent you from getting sliced.
The box cutter from cutting you.
I see.
So if you have some, use it as a shield. Yeah. I mean, it's a very, you know, you're not going to get cut. The magazine's not going to get cut by a box cutter.
No, not significantly, no.
And there's all kinds of videos on how to protect yourself with a rolled-up magazine online.
How about that?
Yeah, you can beat the hell out of somebody with one of those things.
Amazing.
So that's not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen the same way again. And the whole bottle of water thing came from just a scare that happened where somebody's going to do like some chemistry work in the bathroom that would have taken, I think it was a three hours. So if you're on a flight that's more than 3 hours, then you should be able to bring water. But... I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
Is 855-453-855-4503-733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live, Live Saturday Show.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves, where you can bring up anything that's on your mind, everything from involuntary servitude to the fifth element. We were just talking about the great 90s, late 90s action film. So we'll talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. And it's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. And coming up, I think a little bit later on, maybe this weekend or Monday, I'm not sure exactly which day, but I did an interview with Joel Valenzuela, who we've had on as a guest co-host here on this show. He's doing his own podcast now with Dash Force News. as I understand it.
Awesome.
And so he had me on his show. It was actually, I guess, a video cast. And so he had me on, did an interview. We talked about local acceptance of cryptocurrency because I've got a lot of experience in kind of pitching cryptocurrencies like Dash to local businesses. And we got into a lot of aspects of this. And, of course, why New Hampshire is such a special place for cryptocurrency and, you know, the amazing community that we have here. So that interview is coming. I'm sure you can probably see it at dashforcenews.com sooner rather than later. And I'll certainly put a link up over at freekeen.com. when it's available, so you can find out about it. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we will talk more about the TSA and their latest failure. 95% of red team items were allowed through the TSA checkpoint in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport recently. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. It's John Tallahassee. Hello, John.
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to complain about income taxes and driver's license. For starters, most people don't experience the IRS until they get a job and they fill out a W-4 form.
Mm-hmm.
I am just old enough to remember the title of a W-4 form is Voluntary Income Tax Withholding Allowance. I don't volunteer. I don't volunteer, and I'm not going to give the Congress or Treasury or the government an allowance to hold my money for free with no interest.
Yes, I understand the voluntary tax is the withholding, but the income tax itself is not voluntary. Is sort of the way the government views this.
By the way, the word voluntary, at least at this point, does not appear on the W-4. So maybe at some point in the past it did, but it does not.
Or if they'll describe it as voluntary, what they mean is that you choose to send it in without somebody, you know, standing there with a sword at your throat or something.
Right. Well, yeah. Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3, and Article 1, Section 9, Paragraph 4 of the United States Constitution will explain what income is. But when they tax your wages, that's the principal that you would invest. Your dividends are income. That's taxable. Your wages are principal and are not taxable unless you let them tax you. And if you read the W-4 form carefully, it'll say on there, I'm over 65, or I'm blind, or I had no tax liability last year, and I expect to incur no tax liability next year. And liability is one of them legalese words, which means lawfully due. Well, I don't lawfully owe them anything, so I don't. I write exempt, write the year, sign it, date it.
How long have you been doing that, claiming to be exempt?
Since 1985.
Wow.
And, okay, so just to be clear, you have paid no money to the federal government via income tax forms or anything like that? Because withholding is different than income tax. So withholding is what you get taken out of your check to be paid against income tax. So are you paying income tax at the end of the year?
No, because I have no liability. Okay. I don't lawfully owe them anything.
Good, good. Now, have they threatened you or tried to levy your bank accounts or anything like that over those years?
Years and years ago, they got $10 out of my Christmas Club account, which I was using to cash my checks.
Hmm.
And in 2003, I had a 1099 sent in on me, which is different. And then they filed my return for me and then sent me a bill. It was like I earned $1,000 and they wanted $100. Now they want $787 because I ain't paying them nothing.
Thank you for not saying the rest of the SAT word. I appreciate that.
I ain't paying them nothing.
Nothing.
You're a hero. Thank
it's
you
my right. understanding that if you're beneath a certain threshold, something like $10,100 for a single person or whatever, that you don't owe them anything.
By their own rules, yeah.
That's
by their own
true,
rules.
Too. I'm not going to let them hold my money free.
Yeah, for sure, because then they're earning interest on that, no doubt about it. Great thoughts. John, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
Driver's licenses are commerce, and I'm a man traveling, and the United States Constitution protects a man to have freedom of travel without infringement, and licensing taxes and licensing insurances and registration are for commerce, not for free men traveling.
Ah, okay. Now, this is another interesting area, is the very elite group of people who have the courage to drive around without a government driver's license. Is that one of you? Is that what you're doing? You don't have their permission slip?
I have my permission slip because I don't want them to steal me. I don't want them kidnapping me and stealing my car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's kind of worth it at this point.
Yeah, no, I understand, because that will happen. Our guy, Jay Noon, I mentioned earlier on the show tonight, and he's been really busy, so he hasn't been able to join us for multiple Wednesdays in a row. But normally on our Wednesday night show, we got Jay on the show with us, and he is one of those people who does not drive with a government driver's license. And, yes, he has been pulled over, and he has been put in jail cells over this for short periods of time. So you do have to be willing to weather that particular storm.
His car gets arrested, and you got to pay to get it out, too. And it's extortion.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, and that's the thing with a lot of the – and you were touching on this where we were touching on it earlier with our interview with Christopher Gronsky, is that there's a lot of people who they will read the government's statutes, they'll read the ordinances, and they'll pour hours and hours of time into doing research into the legal system, and they'll believe they've got it all figured out. And they may indeed have it all figured out, but the problem is they don't follow their own rules. They're not honorable people, the government goons. They will do whatever it is that they want to do, including breaking their own rules almost all the time, because it's almost, you know, near impossible to consistently and effectively and affordably call them out on breaking all of the rules that they break. So ultimately, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get from point A to point B, and I don't blame anybody for that. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. But that said, it is very instructive to, you know, listen to people like Jay Noon, who don't drive with a driver's license, and for the most part, he's driving around all the damn time. So
he's a busy driver.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. He delivers hay for a living. He's all over the place, all over New England, and even further than that sometimes.
But his vehicles have plates on them.
That's correct. That's correct. It is fun to try driving around with a custom plate, which is something that I've done.
That's not what he does.
No, he doesn't do that. But it's interesting to see different approaches, to have people try different things to achieve more freedom in their lifetime. A lot of times it can lead you into a jail cell, but, you know, I appreciate those people who are willing to put their freedom on the line for the experiment's sake, to try something out, try something new, try something different. Odds are it's probably not going to work because, again, they just do whatever they want, and they will hurt you if they feel like
it. The government grows. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And and heroes stand against it because we have to find out what the rules are. Like, what's the point? Because a driver's license doesn't make one a better driver. Nobody listening to me believes that that little piece of plastic carried around in their pocket makes somebody a better or worse driver. So, I mean, it can be taken away by the state, by people who are bad drivers. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the purpose of it. It's also pretty good for identification. I get that. But, I mean, you know, in what crazy mixed-up world do you people think that a 46-year-old male like me needs a piece of plastic to drive?
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to answer that question, you can join us. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You may dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Do want to let you know that we do have a YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you right to our YouTube channel where you can watch the show live, or you can watch it later on. Share it if you like. Do whatever you want over there. You can edit the videos as far as I'm concerned. We don't care about intellectual property, so edit them up, make highlights real, make us say things we didn't actually say. You know, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. So head on over to youtube.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Richard. He's listening in Washington State. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My biggest gripe for Washington State is these guys, they're trying to figure out all kinds of ways to tax the heck out of you for candy bars, soda, whatever, you know.
Sure.
Here a few years ago, we got our license tabs knocked down to where it was a sensible thing. Now they're figuring out all these other ways that they can pull the money out of your back pocket. And
it never
ends. I'm just sick of it, you know. I've even called Governor Jay Inslee's office and told them what a bunch of scum I think they are. They really are.
Well, you know, it's good to go ahead.
And their secretary just kind of cringes. I know, because I've called him quite a few times and that. But you know, they call it, and they'll call it. you know, on liquor or cigarettes, or it's a sin tax. Why do I have to pay for it as a sin while I'm still here when I'm going to die and I'll have to pay for it again?
Yeah, it's pretty presumptuous to call it that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really stupid.
I think a lot of people are as frustrated as you are, Richard, but they don't know what to do. I mean, most people won't even pick up the phone and do what you did, and that is to call and at the very least express your frustration to them. Of course, that'll not ever change the system.
You can't say it's not heroic, though.
But it's helpful.
Yeah.
It's helpful. I mean, I think it's good to express yourself and let them know that they're doing something that's not appreciated. But as somebody who cares about individual liberty, as somebody who cares about freedom, I moved to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Liberty or Freedom Migration that has been going on here, where we're trying to attract libertarian types, people that really, you know, understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also be free. People who are willing to implement that in their lives. Those people are coming here, and thousands of them have pledged to make the move as part of this migration. Thousands are already here who've made the move early and have come here, and they're doing what they can to change the system. To try to make it less abusive and, you know, more freedom-oriented and less taxation and smaller government. And so if we can get enough people together who are of a like mindset, then maybe then we can have a chance. And I think that we're seeing some real strides in some really good areas here, like decriminalization of cannabis is coming supposedly this year to New Hampshire. The governor has said he's going to sign it.
Oh, I'll be darned,
yeah. And
there's
we just
more
got
and more states doing that, too. So.
There sure are. And on top of that, we also got guns in that New Hampshire was always one of the best gun freedom places, but it's now one of the top, like, three.
Yeah, constitutional carry.
It's got constitutional carry, which means you don't have to ask the government's permission to conceal carry a weapon. So that's awesome. You add to that, they just legalized firecrackers, which is a kind of a fun one. The Bitcoin protection bill that went through here this year, which was really good news economically.
So
that was a long time ago, Mark. That was like
time,
a decade ago.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
You,
learn,
you guys
yes,
take
sir.
Care. God bless.
You too, man. If you want to learn more about New Hampshire and why it really is a destination for freedom, people who care about liberty, you really ought to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's an hour-long documentary film that I had the honor of being co-producer for, and it's great. It really just runs through 101 reasons why New Hampshire is right now, today, already the best and most free state of all the 50 states. And it's only going to get better as more liberty-minded people, people who care about freedom, move here.
It's a destination for the freedom migration. People are coming here for that purpose, and they're getting involved in state government. They're getting involved in media. They're getting involved in all kinds of things.
Sure.
And when people are getting involved, it makes a big difference.
Sure does.
You know, what people are doing for freedom around the country, it's always valuable. But you can amplify that value by being around other people that are doing things.
Well,
the ball is beginning to roll here, and everybody else is just banging their head against the ball trying to get it to move.
You mean in their states?
In their states,
where they live. Yeah, and it's frustrating. It's especially frustrating to see those people banging their head up against that wall, that brick wall that is the state, this immobile object that is so difficult, this idea that is so difficult to defeat, so difficult to change people's minds about. But in New Hampshire, I think we've got a good head start because we've got the live free or die mentality up here that really is a thing here. And the people who live in New Hampshire, the people who've, you know, been born and raised here, because there are some bad people who've moved to New Hampshire, some people who love the state, they love control, they love telling their neighbors how they ought to live. There are those people here just like there are everywhere. But the numbers of people who disagree with them, the numbers of people who love liberty are growing here, and that's causing a real problem for the statists. It's causing a problem for the people who love to have a coercive state, because it's getting more and more difficult for them to put their plans into action. It's getting more difficult. They're getting more opposition year after year. And we're having more and more success. We just had the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire this year. After 20 years, finally, they are back in a major party status in New Hampshire. They now have
three candidates in the House.
Not candidates. They have three sitting state representatives in the state House who flipped. Two Republicans flipped. One Democrat flipped to Libertarian. They're all young. They're young men in their 20s. So it's really exciting to see that happen here in New Hampshire, which, of course, is the only other state to have ever had any kind of significant amount of Libertarian Party actual members in the state legislature. And the last time it had it was in the late 1990s, until the Republicans and Democrats, of course, passed election reform to make it more difficult for the Libertarians and other third parties to qualify for major party status. But because of the general frustration with these Democrats and Republicans, especially at the national level in 2016, I think that generated enough frustration where people said, you know what, I'm going to vote for these Libertarians for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And that helped out. So hopefully we can keep the momentum going here. And as more people come, we're just going to become more successful for freedom in our lifetime. If you want to learn more, again, 101reasonsfilm.com. Go check that out. It's free to watch online, so check it out when you get a chance. Mike is in Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. I'm traveling right now through Kentucky. Hopefully I won't lose you. But here's my situation. My business has labeled some employees as working remote. So we now have the option. We're not going to the office, and they've actually labeled us as remote. Therefore, I can put my residence as anywhere in the country, okay?
Okay.
I just have to have a valid address, or unless somebody knows about a way to claim residency in a state that you don't have a address in, and I won't have to pay state income tax. Right now, I'm paying state income tax to Ohio and a city here that's really high, and I'm looking to not do that. And if I figured Saturday would be a great time to call. If anyone in Florida, Tennessee, New Hampshire has an address I can use to put on my basically check that is a valid address, then it would be really, really helpful to me. I can Skype chat you and get information if someone sends you some information.
What's a good place to go to connect with people? Mark, you were mouthing something at me, but I'm terrible at reading lips. So.
Yeah, well, my concern is if there's federal agents listening here that Free Talk Live not be deeply involved in some kind of tax fraud. But, I would say that Facebook is the place to start looking for this, because there'll be people.
Facebook's terrible.
Facebook is a place to connect with people.
No, it's not. It's a horrible place to connect with people. It makes it difficult.
You don't have to give telephone numbers and addresses on the air,
stuff. I don't know if I would say this is fraud, Mark. I mean, he's saying he can live anywhere in the country, but he's going to be traveling. So you just have to have an address. If you're a permanent traveler, you have to have an address at which you're receiving mail. How can you say that you live in one place or another if all you're doing is permanently traveling? I mean, that seems to me to be legit. I don't think it would be that hard to find folks who are willing to help you out. But it obviously it helps to know those people in person. How likely you are to find somebody who's willing to just pony up their address for a complete stranger. I don't know what the likelihood of that is going to be.
Yeah, if there's just a house or a residence, no one's using or anything, would it be helpful? I mean, it would definitely keep the money out of the source of city and stay here.
Might be to open up a mailbox or something like that in a place. That way you don't have to use somebody's permanent address or home address. Mike, I wish you the best of luck with this. It's an interesting thing, and I bet if you research and ask around, you might find something. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.